All right, Tuesday morning, time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Deep breath.
Take it in.
Everything's going to be okay. Listen, let's just talk about it. Rough day yesterday on the stock market and in the travel industry with so many advisories and concerns over coronavirus.
Exactly. You know, the cruise line CLIA, they talked to Vice President and they decided, you know, for a while, don't cruise.
Yeah.
Well, the cruise lines are not saying don't cruise, obviously.
Of course.
But what they're saying is that we had, you know, this is what I'm telling everybody.
Yep.
You're on a cruise ship right now. If you are booked, you can still go if you feel healthy enough and you want to go and you have time for everything that could happen. But here's my thing is that they are giving you back your money. You just have to call your travel agent and have them cancel it for you. They're giving you some cruise lines are giving you a year. Some are giving you a year and a half till December 31st to rebook.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest doing is before you call is to have a date set up because they're going to give you more promotional money, more onboard credits if you book at that time.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, you know, spring break next year, you know, you're going to go book it. If that's what you want to do, they're not going to give you your money back unless you're sick. The insurance does not cover you for this reason. This is one of those reasons. Unless you have the cancel for any reason insurance, which is usually the higher insurance cost, that it's not going to give you your money back. So take that and rebook. The other thing I want to tell everybody is, too, is that don't cancel now for May or June. You don't know what's going to happen. Flu season may end, and they're saying this flu season may end, even though they're saying it's a virus, but it could go down. So I'm telling my clients, if you're only booked for right now and you feel unsafe, then don't go. But I'm telling you, don't cancel for May. You have 2 days prior to cancel and get your money back or your vouchers for future travel. So why don't you take it easy, take it slow, take a deep breath, and think about it. Because I don't want anybody, you know, and I'm not just talking about just a cruise or vacation. Some people, this is their 50th wedding anniversary, their 25th wedding anniversary, their honeymoon. There's special reasons why they're traveling. You know, they've got a family trip planned on a Disney cruise, maybe. I want you to think about it. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want everybody to say, hey, you know, it's not for a couple months. This could pass. So that being said, this is what's happening is you're on the phone a long time. This is where a travel agent, and this is really, truly why you want a travel agent. And I can tell you yesterday, there was quite a few people that had called our office that wished they used us as a travel agent.
I bet.
Because they couldn't get any help.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're helping you guys decide when you're going. We're getting your money back. We're figuring out ways. We know the system. We know we've done it a long time. We know how to get it. There may not be, for instance, yesterday we had two different ways to cancel a trip. One was because you had the insurance, but then you were going to lose your $200 insurance. Well, come to find out, there was a different clause in their cancellation right now because of this virus. And Delta Airlines was going to say, hey, here's your air. You get your air back.
Yeah.
So now there's no penalties because the penalties are normally because of the airlines.
Right, right.
So don't just take no for an answer. You know, double check your work. You know, double check and make sure you talk to the right person. And yesterday I talked to a few people that were really uncertain of what they were telling me.
Yeah.
And that's just because there's so many people they've hired just to help with this.
A lot of it depends on where you're going. I mean, obviously, Italy is pretty much on lockdown right now. That's probably not a place that
smartest
you want
to
go.
Smartest thing to do. Think about this, you guys. It's March going into April, and their high season is May, June, July. They shut down this country, and they are disinfecting this country.
Pretty much.
They're taking it apart. My daughter lives in New York. She's never seen cleaner subways. She's never seen a cleaner train system. She said, Mom, they clean all the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody clean. So right now, it's probably, and I know the airlines are doing it.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Now is the time to travel.
Right.
So this is my thought, everybody. We're talking about travel. I don't want everybody to stay home and watch TV and listen about the coronavirus. I want everybody to go to the USA. If you have those airline tickets and you were going to go to Miami and catch a cruise, keep your airline tickets and go to Miami. Go to Fort Lauderdale. Go to the Keys. There are places available still to go and still travel because you're either going to get sick being in port here in Michigan, or you're going to get sick being in Florida. So you might as well have a good time.
Where would you rather have the coronavirus? Absolutely.
I'm heading to Australia today.
Well, and I want to talk about that, too, because you came in here this morning. I was really wondering. I thought, 50-50, is Deanne going to Australia or not? You're going.
I'm
going. And your whole group is going.
My whole group is going. Yeah. We are going. I actually talked to one of the gals. We were getting our nails done together, and she's on board. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do this. I am excited because I think that no matter where we are, whatever, wherever you're going, you can get sick, whatever. But I just think that this is just a positive thing. I want to go and I want to enjoy ourselves. And to be fair, I just want to not watch the TV. And it's very downer. It's very upsetting. It's very stressful. And yeah, we're going. Colette said we can come.
Good for you.
Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji are waiting.
There you go. It's going to be a heck of a trip, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. We are going 3 nights to Cairns, and we're going to do the Great Barrier Reef. And then we're going to Sydney, and we're going to climb the Sydney Bridge. We're going to do the Blue Mountains. And then we head over for 12 nights to New Zealand. And we're doing the North and South Island, and we're going to Christchurch and Auckland and all the wonderful things that are there. And then we go to Fiji to round up our trip. So Colette Vacations has got a great tour for us. They have been emailing me every single day. The tour guide has emailed me. They're welcoming us. They're excited. And I couldn't be more excited. And I think I want everybody to know, just keep going. I understand the cruising and the incubations and things like that, or quarantines is the word. That's what I think most people are afraid of, is the quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. To be on a cruise ship, especially if you're an inside cabin, really rethink your choices.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big concern a lot of people have is, you know, my 10-day trip is going to get extended by 2 weeks if we get quarantined at a hotel, at a resort, on a cruise ship. I think you have to make accommodations for that. If you're planning to still go, say, okay, we may need a dog sitter for an extra 2 weeks. This may happen. Hope that it doesn't, but understand that you may get quarantined somewhere for 2 weeks.
If you're on a cruise, if you're on a flight or if you're in a hotel, they're really not going to know if you're sick or not. You know, on the ships, they have doctors and they have things going on. But in other cases, they won't. But the other thing is like I have people going for spring break. The high school kids are going on their spring break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to Mexico. They really have. Cancun hasn't had anything going on, or wherever people are going. Jamaica, wherever. You got to remember, it's warmer down there, so they don't get these, you know, viruses.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's probably a healthier spot to go right now. You're looking outside the window. You can obviously see you need some sunshine and some vitamin D.
For sure.
I don't want to say not to travel. I just want to say is be cautious. If you are, your immune system is low, I would not travel. I would stay safe. I'd stay indoors, you know, do whatever you got to do. But I'm going to Australia. You can watch me on my Facebook page. And if you have any questions, call St. Clair Travel. This really is a time to shop local and really support us, because if you have any travel plans in mind, we'd love to help you. But also, you know, we're a small business and cancellations don't help our business. So I'm going to say we've got great service, and we are helping all of our clients to do the best that they can to either cancel, rebook, reschedule, whatever they want to do. We're helping them. And yesterday was a long day, but to leave and say we helped everybody was a great feeling.
Well, good for you. Enjoy your trip. We will be following you on Facebook. Through the magic of radio, we will still be having our conversations over the next few weeks. They just happen to have been pre-recorded. So
weeks, you can listen to me talk about whatever we recorded, because I never remember.
That was a while ago. and then when you get back from Australia, can't wait to hear about this trip.
Sounds great.
Be safe.
All right.
Have fun. And in the meantime, if people need to reach you at St. Clair Travel, of
course, the staff's going to be 810-329-7163.